Marlins and Phillies series opener in Miami. It would be a big night for the Big Fish. Giancarlo Stanton, pick it up, bottom one. Stanton facing Jared Eichel.
And he blasts it left field and deep. Wow! Gone! Off the scoreboard. 3-2 pitch is slammed to center field. Yelich sprinting back. It's over his head. Going to bounce right up against the wall. That's going to score a couple. It's a two-run double for Nick Williams.
Stanton drives it. Left field, high, deep, and gone!
Pitch. There's a ball rocketed out into right center. This is going to be up, up and away into the upper deck near the scoreboard. A two-run home run for Justin Bour. And the Marlins recapture the lead.
Franco's even at the bag at third. Deep at first is Joseph. Gordon Liner, right field! Ball game! Real Muto scores! Miami walks off in 10.
The Marlins walk it off 6-5, the final in 10 as Miami snaps a three-game losing skid. Stanton's sixth multi-home run game of the year ties Cody Bellinger for the most in the majors this season. Here's Marlins skipper Don Mattingly after the win.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. Two intentional walks. Sped the game up, right? We didn't have to do all that, go through throwing eight balls. Yeah, it was obviously interesting there in the ninth. We have our shots. You know, O hits a ball off, it's a base hit. If it bounces anywhere, even to the right of the first baseman, it's a game over. And then you see the five-man infield two innings in a row. But then obviously the big hit by D is putting an end to that.
Yeah, before you guys get this one, you don't want to let this thing snowball too much coming after the break.
No, it's good to get it. Obviously, we get it. Big G puts us up early. Both of his home runs I thought were big because it puts us out front. You know, then they throw the four up with two outs. Tom just couldn't get that last out in that inning. And then G's homer kind of gives us a little spark, I think, to get us, you know, within one and kind of get us, you know, back going again. And obviously, JB right afterwards, gives us a lead.
Prado,
they're calling it a right knee sprain. We're going to DL him. I guess, obviously, as of tomorrow, we're going to activate Miggy tomorrow.
Okay, did he get that on the swing?
He got it on a ground ball. I think it was the one that Eichhoff hit down the line, and he kind of came towards the bag and then threw it, and he felt something in there. So.
The job of the bullpen, especially Phelps getting out of that mess.
Anything. Yeah, that was obviously big too. I mean, we load the bases up there, put him in a spot where he's got those strikes, and to get two big, obviously two big strikeouts, 3-2 breaking ball, obviously huge. Guy's been swinging back good. We thought we had a strike at 2-2, which ended up not mattering in that. When he gets that breaking ball over. So that was obviously a big moment. And AJ guy leads off with a hit, and then he gets out of it, unscathed too. So, and Steck, Steck gives us an inning there. We're at the really our last bullet before we bring Vance in and just give him the ball. I had two or three guys out there I really did want to use in the bullpen after those last 3 days. And, so we had some guys down, and we'll probably have some more down tomorrow.
Were you surprised going back to the bottom of the ninth that after the 0-1 count, they still walked Stanton?
A little bit surprised, yeah. But I didn't really mind it either way. Like Yelly with that guy too. And then you still get Ozuna. So a little bit, for them, they get the force. And so a little bit.
D. Gordon was the hero on Monday, collecting three hits, including the walk-off single in the 10th inning. Here's Gordon on the win.
I was late getting out there because I was watching. It was six hitter hitting, and when I went up to go watch video against the guy pitching. So I was like, just in case, if something happens, if I face him next inning. So I was going up to watch video, and they did the first, or the triple happened. And I was like, okay, I'm good. Then the intentional walk happened. I was like, then he did it again. I was like, oh, snap, I got to get out there. So I didn't have on batting gloves going on to the on-deck circle. And Wally and Donnie was yelling at me to get out there so I can, you know, direct traffic for the runner. And then I got the hit.
So it's
chaotic for a second because the intentional walk thing is happens kind of quick. You forget about that it's that fast, so I didn't even think about it.
Hey, at the inning before you take off and then they walk you, take us through what you're trying to do.
Just make sure, you know, we got a double play possibility. You know, Skip told me it was fine to go early, so I went on ahead and got the second. And, you know, Yelich, you know, the type of hitter he is, that's pretty good possibility and good odds with him and Ozuna coming up anyway if they walk G. So, you know, they was just able to execute it and get themselves out of that inning.
The way this game was going, you hit it pretty good. Did you think you almost hit it too good? That might
I thought
up?
It was going in the gap, and then he, like, got over there. I was like, oh. Okay, it got down, so then it was good.
Hey, the big guys did a lot of thunder early before you came through. What was that kind of
thing? Those dudes rake, you know, JB, you know, putting us on top. G, you know, starting it early, you know, and then doing it again when we were down. You know, Ozuna coming up with two big doubles. You know, those guys are just always good for us.
And then just to get this one after a tough series against the Dodgers, to bounce back with this one.
Yeah, we needed this one. We had some tough losses those games with the Dodgers. So, you know, just to bounce back a little bit, you know, breathe a little, you know, and be able to get back at them tomorrow.
Did you think if you didn't get that hit, you might be out there a while?
I didn't even think about that. I tried to think positive. I was like, it's going to be a hit. It's going to be a hit. So I didn't even think he was going to catch it, to be honest.
So how fast did you get your batting gloves on for you?
Fast enough. Fast enough.
Do you like all that strategy in the game?
That was crazy. I ain't never seen so many five-man infields. You know, I think they had three or four of them.
Ninth,
they had two or three of them, and this inning they had like two or three. It was crazy. It's chaotic.
Giancarlo Stanton continues to rake, collecting home runs number 27 and 28 in Monday's extra inning win over the Phillies. Here's Stanton after the game.
Yeah, well, good thing it didn't go 20.
You've seen as many fifth infielders and, you know, intentionally walks, intentionally walks.
Yeah, maneuvering, bringing all the tricks out. Yeah. You know, we did good. Good to get it in 10.
Obviously, you get it going. You seem to not like that auxiliary scoreboard. Second time you hit that one, then you put, and you get the solo shot.
Yeah.
Through those.
Wasn't enough to get us above. Boards was. So that was good. You know, we showed pop today to score some runs, and D came through in the clutch at the end.
You didn't knock any panels out this time, though, on that scoreboard.
I need to knock some lights out next time. Yeah. Maybe the whole thing. Not hard enough.
Talk about just getting this one. You know, it's been a rough patch right now, just to kind of.
Yeah. We got swept before. It's just good to get this one. Played pretty good baseball tonight, and enough to get the win.
Think you had a third home run?
Not here.
Are you surprised who caught it on that one?
But no, I don't know who caught it.
Left fielder.
Left fielder?
Yeah.
I was just about to get it inside the parker if you did.
Game two of this three-game set is on Tuesday. Adam Conley on the mound for the Marlins against a to-be-determined starting pitcher for the Phillies.